All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and joining me now on the line is Robert Perry from ConsortiumNews.com and author of Neck Deep, The Disastrous Presidency of George W. Bush, for one example. Welcome back to the show, Bob. How are you doing?
Good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing great, except I'm really mad about this. The treatment of Bradley Manning, the suspect, alleged WikiLeaker, then sergeant, I think, now private, who is accused and charged with downloading documents and now with aiding the enemy, apparently for uploading to WikiLeaks, is what they're saying. But his treatment in Quantico, Virginia, at the hands of, I think, the Marines holding him in custody there, has been pretty outrageous. And so I guess I was hoping maybe we could start with you kind of giving the audience a little refresher course on what we've learned over, say, the past month or two about the treatment of Bradley Manning, who's been held, after all, without trial so far since, last May?
Yeah, around that, yes. It's been getting close to a year now, yeah.
And you know, you have this article here, Bush's interrogators stress nudity, which is obviously very relevant today. But maybe first, could you explain to people kind of what's going on with Bradley Manning there, as you understand it?
Sure. Manning's been placed in maximum security, even though there's no one really suggesting that he's particularly a dangerous threat to anybody physically. He has been confined to his small cell for pretty much 23 hours a day. He then is given an hour to walk around a room by himself in shackles as an exercise period, and then he's put back into his cell. So that in itself is very rough. He has minimal interaction with other people. He is obviously there's an effort to get him to cooperate with the government in terms of perhaps implicating someone else in the WikiLeaks disclosure of these hundreds of thousands of documents. But then in the last week or so, he's also been subjected to some new abusive treatment, and that includes middle of last week, being stripped of his clothing and forced to sit naked in his cell for 7 hours, and that included having to report, I guess, where they have them to be counted. He has to stand at attention naked while the other people in that area of the cell block are also counted. He complained to his attorney about this humiliation that he's been subjected to. The people in charge of the brig at Quantico wouldn't give specifics because they said they wanted to protect Manning's privacy, but they did say that they indicated that this was sort of apparently being done to prevent him from possibly strangling himself with his clothes. He's now being forced to sleep naked and also having to stand at attention naked every morning after he gets up before he's given clothes.
And so, you know, I wonder, a lot of this obviously is reminiscent of, you know, what we learned about the treatment of people at Guantanamo Bay as well as at prisons throughout Iraq and Afghanistan during the Bush years, particularly in the earlier parts of the wars there. And you have this article kind of, I guess, reminding us about the CIA document kind of instructing the Justice Department on, you know, I guess this would be our strategy for how we do it. And is that right? And,
right.
And then I wonder if you can kind of make the connection for us. Is it, do you think that this is really being applied in the same manner to Bradley Manning? Or, I mean, they're not quite giving him the Jose Padilla treatment, right, with the MKUltra
deprivation. No, I don't think we have evidence of that. I think the point is that he's being treated very harshly, and he's being humiliated. Now, whether their contention is they're not doing this to extract information from him, but they're doing this for apparently his protection from himself. That's the implication they're leaving. But clearly the fact that they are not only putting him in this long-term solitary arrangement and requiring him to go naked a large part of the time. But they're also now charged him in connection with the WikiLeaks the more recent ones, of a variety of crimes, including one that supposedly aiding the enemy, which carries with it life imprisonment or possibly even execution. The military has indicated they don't intend to seek the death penalty against Manning. But when you have someone who's 23, 24 years old and who's being threatened with life imprisonment, that's obviously a very severe penalty, whatever their goal is in how they're holding him in the solitary and stripping him of his clothes. The other part, though, of what you asked is relating to the story that I originally did actually a year or so ago and reposted it with some updates relating to Manning at consortiumnews.com. But that one was – that related to some documents that were released in 2009, and they dealt with this essentially a report that the CIA was providing to the Justice Department back in around 2004, explaining how the how these interrogations were done as a way to break down witnesses or captives in the war on terror when they were being taken to the black sites, the CIA black sites. And that document is quite extraordinary in terms of how these various abusive techniques were used in concert. But one of the points they kept making over and over and over again is the necessity to have people nude. And they'd even like underline nudity whenever they'd sort of come to it in this report, as if it was all, it took on a kind of a lurid, sadistic quality. And sometimes it, besides having, these detainees be held nude, they'd sometimes put them in diapers. And then they would slam them against walls, the so-called walling technique they had. They'd force them into painful stress positions and make them stay there facing a threat that if they moved out of the stress position, they'd be slammed against the wall again. And sometimes the walling would be once, and sometimes it would be a repetitive series of wallings. But the key point of keeping people nude was to enhance their sense of vulnerability. And the claim in this report was that this is how you teach helplessness and establish American control to the detainees.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing, though. Aren't there laws, even military ones, that say that you can't just arbitrarily apply all these so-called psychiatric reasons for, you know, clamping down on a prisoner before he's been tried with anything? I mean, even then, after he's been tried with something and something else. But, I mean, this seems like the kind of thing we wouldn't allow down at our local sheriff's jail, would we?
Well, I don't know what goes on in your local sheriff's jail, but the...
Actually, Williamson County, you know, back where I'm from.
But I do think the point here is that they're not what they're saying, and obviously you can say anything you like, but what they're saying is that they're doing this for his personal safety. So as they're describing it, they're saying, well, we want to make sure he stands trial, that justice is served by him going to trial and being punished. And they don't want that trial to be prevented by him killing himself. That seems to be their suggestion. And so what they're asserting is it's being done for his own protection, as well as for the interests of justice. They're not saying this is being done as punishment. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the position of Bradley Manning, it may well feel like punishment.
Yeah. Well, I read I think it was Jason Ditz's treatment at antiwar.com had a so-called quote of his saying, "Oh well, don't you better take away my underwear and flip-flops. I guess I could beat myself in the head with my flip-flops and hang myself with my underwear." And that was the excuse that they seized on to, "Oh well, we have to protect you. He threatened to hang himself with his underwear." All right, Robert Perry on the show. We're talking about learned helplessness and the torture of Bradley Manning. I call it anyway. All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and I'm talking with Bob Perry. Robert Perry? Bob Perry. ConsortiumNews.com. great investigative journalism going back for a long, long ways there. And, of course, you can find Ray McGovern there as well. And now, so, Bob, it seems like on the issue of Bradley Manning's treatment here, we've had in the past, what, month or so, kind of back and forth about whether he was on suicide watch or whatever. Basically, even Jim McLusheski on NBC is reporting that, yeah, he joked about hanging himself with his underwear. They're seizing on these excuses to persecute him. And I wonder, you know, I guess the reason you reposted this article today about the CIA's use of nudity in helping to break someone is you're not necessarily saying, you know, that's why they're doing this so much as at least this is what the effect of this is. This is the extent of the kind of humiliation that he's being forced to deal with, regardless of what their excuse is. Am I right?
Well, I posted it actually last week because this does certainly recall the kind of treatment that was being afforded people at the black sites. Again, they, you know, even then, there were reasons that they claimed that these people were being subjected to these things. The CIA said this was being done to protect American lives. There are always reasons for harshly treating someone. In this case, maybe you can even say they're doing it to protect them. And maybe that's the truth. I mean, no one really knows. But the point is that the treatment that Manning has received, it has been extremely tough for someone who is not a physical danger to other people. He's being put in maximum security. He's being denied access to many outsiders, except for a select few, his attorney and possibly family. He's not able to really speak out very much in his own defense or to reach the public. The claim is that he could threaten national security by providing some other information, apparently. But again, that's very much of a stretch. So while the government is holding him and making him face these very draconian charges, he's also being denied access to many people. He's being locked in a cell for 23 hours a day, given minimal time for exercise, and even that is by himself. So this is extremely harsh treatment, and compounding it now, if you've been held in solitary for almost a year, you might actually start feeling a little suicidal, and that's become the excuse now to strip him naked and make him stand in front of people that way. I'm not alleging that the U.S. government is applying this sort of black site techniques on Bradley Manning. But the use of nudity is certainly something that has been used in this way, and the application of these other harsh pretrial punishments is quite extraordinary.
Think they're just trying to get him to plead guilty and then make up whatever lie they want him to tell about Julian Assange so they can prosecute him under the Espionage Act somehow?
Again, I don't know. They're saying that they are not using these techniques to coerce him. But I'm not sure I believe the U.S. government in this context. I mean, I don't want to sound overly suspicious.
Well, yeah, I mean, you wear him down to a nub, and he doesn't have to be coerced anymore.
Right, and that was the idea with the people that were being subjected to these interrogation techniques at the black site. You wear them down. You teach them helplessness. You show who's in total command. And then you get them to tell you what you want to hear from them, whether it's having them provide evidence against someone else, name names, or whether it's even to make things up, as we also saw happen back the last decade when some people facing torture and other tough techniques began making up lies that they thought the U.S. government wanted to hear about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, for instance, or ties to between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. So these things are not imaginary. They happened. Now, with Bradley Manning, it certainly would seem that if you were considering all the good that he has done, so assuming the allegations are true, he has probably done more to spread freedom around the world in terms of getting people to stand up against dictatorships, and especially in places like Egypt and Tunisia and now in Libya and elsewhere, than any U.S. president in our memory could claim.
I know. I got this real cognitive dissonance going on, and it's obvious, Bob, that I'm usually not on the side of whatever the 60% is in the opinion poll, you know? But I sort of feel like I'm missing this feeling of, yeah, let's get them. That, have they done a good enough job with their PR to make Americans hate Bradley Manning and to somehow justify? Is he serving as a very good scapegoat here? Because he's just plainly and obviously a hero to me. I just don't get it.
Well, it's a very good point. Clearly, he has offended some very powerful people who believe that their communications should not be violated. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, for instance, has been furious because Manning allegedly provided these diplomatic cables that were supposed to be private communications between ambassadors and back to the State Department and so forth. Now, the point one has to make is that because that information got out the way it got out and then resonated throughout the entire region, especially in the Middle East, some historic events have occurred that actually would fit with what U.S. policy purportedly is, that is, spreading democracy and freedom around the world.
And an open Internet, even.
Exactly, an Internet that the U.S. created and supposedly believes in. Hillary Clinton was giving a speech on how important it is to have an open Internet. That was during the time that, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago when Ray McGovern stood up in protest and was
got beat over the head,
dragged away, and bloodied. So there is this sort of cognitive dissonance, this double standard, if you will, between what the United States would seem to say, wow, we haven't been able to achieve these things we say we're for, i.e., spreading democracy in the Middle East. And if you listen to what they said during the Bush administration's. There were invasions of other countries to very bloody ones to achieve supposedly spreading democracy in the Middle East, and they didn't work out very well. And here you have someone who, without doing any violence, has achieved something that the U.S. presidents were unable to achieve. Yet he's ending up not only in prison, facing possible a life sentence, but is also humiliated in these very personal ways. So it does seem that there's a bit of a skewed set of standards going on here.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the consensus in Washington, D.C. That makes sense to me. But it seems like the American people probably, if you asked them, would be against hanging this guy, you know? What'd he do? He leaked some secret, not even top secret things that got none of our loyal, people killed, like in the way that they accused. And only help lead to all these great revolutions and all of this stuff. It's just very incongruent. I hope they don't get away with it. I guess they will. All right. Well, listen, we'll keep our eyes on Consortium News. Everybody, that's the great Robert Perry, author of Neck Deep and a bunch of other great books, too. Thanks.
All right.